Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, at this time of the year, we're not going to stop drinking wine just because it's hot. And we don't have to stop drinking red wine just because it's hot.
Because you got that right.
A lot of winemakers in their wisdom make a red wine that actually tastes better when it's chilled.
You know, it's an interesting thing, Alan. I like fancy red wines, wines that can be taken seriously, but not necessarily when the mercury breaks 90 degrees.
Yeah.
I also grill year-round, but especially in the summer, it's nice to come up with some less serious red wines that you can serve slightly chilled, maybe 55 degrees or thereabouts, to serve with grilled fare on a hot summer's eve. And here are three winners I tried that fit that bill. Not surprisingly, I have a Beaujolais on the list.
Oh, good.
From Domaine Fallot is the 2024 Pique Noir, which means black woodpecker. This is apparently a bird that's very common in the area where they produce this wine. Pique Noir Beaujolais Village. This medium-bodied Gamay wine has a pretty nose of light cherry and spice, which display some peppery notes on the palate with a very, very crisp finish. I would think this would do well with savory dishes and drinks very well with a mild chill. Pretty good value, $19.99.
Oh, that's real good value.
Especially for an organic wine.
Right.
So from Sicily comes a very fruit-forward wine called Frappello. And this is from the 2023 vintage. It's produced by a company called Caruso and Manini. And the wine is a blend of two grapes, Frappato and Nerello Mascalese.
Oh, those are two of the classic Sicilian grapes.
That's right. This is deep ruby red. The aromas are of red berries and spice with cherry and plum. There is a subtle earthiness, zippy acidity, and fine-grained tannin. A price point of $17.99 makes this extremely attractive. I think this would be a perfect wine for a variety of grilled foods. Serve cool. Last was a simple vin rouge called Paparac, and this comes from the southwest of France. And this is a blend of 60% Tannat. See, there's that Tannat we were talking about. 60% Tannat and 40% Cabernet Sauvignon. This 2024 vintage wine is bright ruby in color, has tangy berry flavors, decent acidity, and enough tannin to stand up to a burger. Go easy on the raw onion. So the wine is described as a crushable red, and I think it fits that bill nicely. Open, pour, drink, eat, repeat.
So that's wonderful.
That's right. Also a good opportunity to try the Tannat grape, which is beginning to make more appearances in a number of wines. At $16.99 a bottle, this wine is a great value for hedonism. So if summertime is the occasion to slow down and have informal time with family and friends, having a few bottles of non-pretentious, chillable reds for sitting around the deck or on the pool or the barbecue, this can be a winning strategy. I liked all three of these. The Beaujolais definitely had the best nose and was a bit more complex. The Frappello reminded me that I need to visit Sicily sometime soon.
Yeah.
And the Paparac has an alluring, casual charm that is just so easy. Having said all that, the Frappello just sort of stood out. And so for me, at $17.99, the Frappello is my wine of the week.
Hugh, that's not surprising because recently I've been coming across wines from Sicily that people really love. We have to take a closer look. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.